Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and talk with one of the best national correspondent reporters in the country, Aaron Rial. So you're just so creative, Aaron. It's unbelievable. Hit another one out of the ballpark. I love this story because it's interesting. Build it and they will come when it comes to rental home construction.
Oh, indeed. So we have seen that developers, they are not sleeping on the fact that there are truly record sky-high interest rates right now. That's creating 7% on the 30-year fix. This is keeping a lot of otherwise home buyers out of the market. Now, keeping them out of the market has led to this rental boom because you're having these young buyers who otherwise would have loved to build equity in something, simply can't afford it. A lot of that has to do with the fact that the average median portion of someone's income that now goes to rent is 31%. That sounds like a lot, and it actually is considered a cost burden according to the federal government. But when you compare that to 38% of people with a mortgage, that's how much of their income is going towards their monthly living expenses. There's no question. 31% versus 38%, you're probably going to take the rental.
But is this a permanent shift? Because, I mean, this could definitely impact really a lot of not just how people's personal economies go, but how policy is made in the future.
Oh, for sure. It's a very, very big question, and potentially a shifting culture than what we have here in the U.S. It was always home ownership, and other countries are not like that. Germany, very Western country, very similar to ours in terms of a lot of governance, but they don't have an ownership culture. They have a renting culture. I'm not even saying this are good or bad. It just isn't our culture. However, when you have prices that have locked so many people out of the potential ownership market, there has to be a solution. And we do know there's a housing crisis. There isn't enough housing for everyone, all the people that need it. And this isn't just rentals where you used to see young urban professionals flocking into the rentals and urban centers. No, this is like the outer ring of suburbs in Phoenix, in Texas, in Florida. I'm sure you guys have seen it around your area, where people are just... They need somewhere to live, and they kind of are ready to set down roots in the sense that they have children or they want two bedrooms or three bedrooms or a house with a backyard. And it's not the Blackstones and the Apollos and the billion-dollar funds of the world coming in and buying up apartments that are already there. Those optics are really bad. This is actual local developers developing homes for rent. It's just such a shift that we had not seen before.
Not only that, but it's going to obviously change everybody's retirement who are, those young people are looking to rent, and they'll one day realize that, this home equity is one way to get into a retirement. So maybe they'll figure out later. I want to switch gears right now and get to this the best travel destinations, because summer is literally right around the corner.
Right around the corner. And Wallet Hub always does these fun, polls and surveys of what's the best this, the best that. Well, they did one for top 2024 travel destinations in the U.S. Coming in first spot, not going to bury the lead, Atlanta, Georgia. It was followed by Washington, D.C., Orlando, Florida, Honolulu, and Tampa. You have Florida and Texas are home to the most top summer destinations in the U.S. They both at least have two cities in the top 15. But what I found interesting about this is that the key indicators had a lot to do with cost and convenience. So they're looking for places with cheap flights too. And then like the average price of a two-person meal at a 4.5 star plus restaurant. I will be the first to vouch. I think Washington, D.C. has excellent food. I'm not surprised to see it. It's also like a really good price if you compare it to a place like New York. Now, Colorado City, not on this one. I'm sorry, didn't make this list. But I think that, again, it had a lot to do, Colorado Springs, rather. It had a lot to do with how easy it is to get to. And listen, Atlanta's a massive national hub, as is D.C. So I think that those kind of pushed them up the list.
Colorado Springs Airport is a fun place to fly into as well. Anyway, Aaron, thanks for the time. As always, great information. We'll look forward to the next one.
Thanks. Have a good day.